I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Courtney Rich was 9 years old when she suddenly had to frost her own birthday cake as her mom flew out the door to help her brother after a bike crash.
You know, I waved goodbye and I went in the kitchen and looked at my cake in a 9x13 pan and said, okay, let's frost this.
Most cakes in her life were from a mix or a box, but when she was a new mom herself, she decided she wanted to try making a birthday cake from scratch.
And I found a recipe for a peanut butter cake with chocolate frosting. And of course, that just spoke to me because those are two of my favorite flavors. And it was nothing to write home about as far as how it looked, but it tasted delicious.
She was hooked.
But first, we're going to start with adding our butter.
One cake led to another, and then tinkering with recipes and methods, and that grew. And now Courtney Rich runs the very successful Cake by Courtney with a blog, podcast, Instagram, store, and soon-to-be-released cookbook.
I had no idea. No idea that first cake, what was going to change and how my life was going to change.
Welcome back, our friend Courtney Rich. Welcome
when
back.
Courtney was 19, she started suffering from depression, and it has been off and on since. She discovered something about herself during this process of baking.
I can tell you, there was a void. There was something missing. Blessed and as grateful as I was for so many wonderful things, as I got into the kitchen, I was able to just feel better. I felt light. I felt peace. I felt comfort. And at the time, I didn't really connect at all, right? It just felt good. It just made me feel happy. But it was giving me all these other really great feelings that I identify with the Spirit of Christ and have been able to recognize that that's where He came to me, was in the kitchen.
She loves hearing how baking together is helping others.
I did get a message from this really sweet mom who just had her fifth miscarriage. And the other day, she and her husband decided to make a cake together. And she said they made cake, and it was the first time they laughed together since her passing, that they connected and were able to smile and laugh and have a moment. And cake did that.
When conditions allow it again, Courtney will be back to teaching classes. As she shares recipes and techniques online, she shares messages of hope and healing and mindfulness along with it. Cake, she says, can be a way to connect.
Ooh, it's this little rush of adrenaline. It feels good and it fills you up, and then you share it. And all of a sudden, there's this other layer, totally pun intended, this other layer to it, that you're sharing what brought you joy, and it's bringing joy to someone else. There's just nothing better.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.